Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Marto and Margo, the Big Breakfast, and you're listening on the Listener app. By the way, while you're here, why don't you just do a sneaky search of Triple M Cricket, and that's how you could win tickets to the Ashes. You put your details in there, and then you listen to Triple M to win. And if you're listening to this, who knows where you are right now, Margo? Up the coast, camping somewhere?
Well, I'll probably be on the road still because it's about a 3.5 hour drive, and I don't think this weather's going to help, Marto. It's raining.
I'm picking up a crap car today. Yeah, most radio people drive really flash cars. I'm picking up a 2006 Triton. It's got dings in it, and I love it.
Excellent. That's for beach bashing, isn't it?
Yep.
Drop on Morton.
I just get, and then it'll die within 3 years, and it'll be one of those wrecks that you just see in the bush. You go, I wonder who you're saying that thing.
That's Marto.
Yeah.
You know what the Suzuki Jimny that you just got rid of because it died.
It died.
If only that thing could talk, could you imagine the stories that it would tell?
It had 8 people in it one day
it
driving.
Could write
up.
A book.
It had, you know how small Jimny's are.
Yeah.
There was 8 people one day in that car because anyway. I don't want to. That's probably illegal.
Yeah, I think it is. Actually.
Remember this morning when we were talking about drunk driving?
I don't think the same rules apply on the beach, do they, Marto?
Oh, don't say that to the cops.
Okay.
Otherwise, they'll.
Have you had that conversation with them before?
Well, they've started to pick people up for strange things. Like, yeah, who says you can't sit on a lounge chair in the back of a ute anymore? Like, what's going on
whilst
with that?
Whilst driving?
Oh, no, I'm not the person driving. But, you know, in the old days, that used to be de rigueur. Oh, you're where are you? In Varel?
In Varel, yeah.
Everyone had a lounge chair in the back, like back to the driver, the ute.
Still
and
do.
You, and you still do, yeah, exactly.
Have a good weekend. It's the Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast. This is Triple M.
Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up Podcast on the Listener app, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
What a Sunday afternoon. From 4 p.m. this Sunday, we are playing the full Excesses Live Baby Live, the full album. And not just that, not just playing it. We've actually got it narrated and hosted by Kirk Pengilly and Tim Farris. Incredible afternoon. So make sure you turn on the M's on Sunday. And look who we've got here, Margo.
Yeah, to find out all about it, Kirk Pengilly joins us now. Hey, Kirk.
Hi.
Tell us how you spend a lot of lockdown and how it's nice to not be locked down anymore.
Yeah, well, pretty much at home. My wife, Lane, she's got an office in the house, so she kind of hides up there all day. And I'm the housewife, so I do the cooking. And I don't know, we've kind of enjoyed the time, and we started making a point of sitting down at the table for dinner each night instead of in front of the TV or whatever else. And yeah, it's been really good.
Do you serve?
No.
No. So what do no, you do? I'm are like, you like the girlfriend, the handbag that sits on the beach while she's out there carving it up?
Sunbakes.
Yeah, buying a Chico roll for her.
Yes, and a chalky milk.
I'm the towel boy.
So you guys got set up by John Stevens, is that right, on a date?
We did, on a blind date, and neither of us were interested.
Well, she said that you were rude to her, weren't you?
Oh, she said that, yeah. But
there's always two sides.
She's a liar. I didn't even know who she was at that point.
It must be a hell of a memorabilia room that you have, or the pool,
the
room.
Pool room.
The pool room. Straight to the pool room, Kirk.
You would not believe the pool room, I tell you. It's predominantly Lane stuff, whereas all my awards are kind of big plaques, you know.
Albums
kind of
and plaques.
Yeah, yeah. So there wasn't a lot of room for my stuff. She gave me one shelf for my art. Awards, MTV awards and stuff like that. You know.
Now, Kirk, in terms of lead singers, Terrence yep. Trent D'Arby, did he have a crack? Somebody tried to tell us this yesterday when we were getting prepared to speak.
He did.
When was that? How did that come about?
That came about with the opening of Stadium Australia before the Olympics in 2000. That we were asked to open, you know, perform at the opening of the stadium. And we kind of ummed and ahed what we should do, and we'd always been a fan of Terrence, and he'd always been a fan of us, funnily enough. Anyway, so we approached him, and he came out, and we rehearsed for about a week with Terrence, and I think he was right in the middle of working on a solo record at the time, another one, and we never really got to the point where, well, you know, let's maybe continue this, or, you know, which would have been great, I reckon, having Terrence become, you know, part of INXS, but it didn't happen.
Kirk, is there an immense amount of pressure on the people that follow in Michael Hutchence's shoes? You know, you hand over the mic to, you know, live beyond Michael. and perform.
Yeah, look, I think most of the people that we got in after Michael passed away kind of didn't, they were pretty much sort of confident in themselves, and I think you have to brush that away. They're not trying to be Michael Hutchence, and they're not trying to, you know, even to a point, not trying to replace him. I think, look, it was difficult at first, especially probably with John, because he was the first sort of singer that really came along. You know, I think we're all pretty nervous at the first few gigs and all that. But I think what we kept saying to ourselves is we're still in excess and people wanted us to continue. So we did that, you know.
Can I ask, I know on Sunday, Arvo, we're going to play the whole album at 30th anniversary of Live Baby Live, but back in the early days when you weren't playing stadiums and the big mega tours that you had, what was the worst pub you played at? What happened that night?
Oh, look, I could get killed for this, but...
No, don't mention the pub if you don't need to, but what did they do?
No, I don't mind it. We played often at the Comb and Cutter in Blacktown. Everyone used to call it the Curb and Gutter.
Yes.
But it was rough as guts, and honestly, on a few occasions, we got kind of harassed in the car park. I mean, we still enjoyed playing there, but it was actually, you know, okay, guys, let's make a run for the car, you know, and get out of town.
As a songwriter, was it experiences like that that gave you inspiration in your writing and your music?
That whole experience, you know, was of that era, playing pubs every night of the week. You know, non-stop.
Were girls throwing themselves
astounding.
At Michael in those days?
Look, it was just part and parcel, I guess. I mean, when we went to America in 83, and it's when we were introduced to, you know, hurled underwear onto stage and stuff like that. I don't know. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, very weird.
Here, have my undies. Yeah. I mean, really.
Oh, Kirk, you're fabulous. Sunday afternoon where we celebrate the 30 years of Live Baby Live. Lovely talking to you, Kirk Bangilly. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
And I know plenty of our Triple M listeners probably already have a few in their collection, but fans can now buy past albums on vinyl. Is that correct? Right? They have access to that now as well?
Launched our first e-commerce store on inaccess.com. Which is really exciting. And yeah, all our records that we ever released are on vinyl, and there's, you know, some limited edition T-shirts and things like that.
I made the mistake of wearing a Metallica shirt a few years back when I was new to Triple M, and they went, you know, it's Australian Rock Band T-shirt day. And I was like, yeah. I learned very quickly, Kurt.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Marto, we've seen the progression of vaccines with benefits, the carrot that they dangle. There's been KFC vouchers in New Zealand, donuts initially, and credits and vouchers in the States.
Mate, remember the joint for a jab? They were offering marijuana joints.
Offering
everything.
The RSL just recently, the community clubs were offering a $10 voucher to use within the pubs and the clubs. And then we had the $1 million vax, of course, which we saw go to a Sydney woman. But what about this for an incentive?
Vaccine hesitancy in adults and especially men is still a problem, but this brothel in Austria thinks it might have a solution.
Okay. Brothel in Austria.
Yes, don't be confused. It's not Australia. When you read the headline, you've got to go back and read it again, gentlemen. Just calm down. This is in Austria, and it has something to do with a brothel, but what?
For a second of slight pain, the newly vaccinated get 30 minutes free in the sauna with a companion of choice.
What does that mean for some of us?
I mean, really, you cannot make this up, could you?
A companion of choice.
A companion of choice. You get 30 minutes free in the sauna. So you go in, you get your jab, because over there they're finding that gentlemen in Vienna, we're talking, they're not taking up the vaccine. And so they're targeting this certain demographic, Marto. And they thought, well,
what
come here.
What demographic is this? The sauna going.
Just men, isn't it?
Brothel.
Attendees, that's right.
Okay.
But it seems to be working.
The deal has proved so popular, the Fun Palace is considering expanding it from just Mondays to all week.
Why 149 jabs were taken up on Monday, Marto.
Wow.
Just a few of their regulars.
That'd be your quiet day. Imagine a Friday arvo.
Because they're a little bit similar to us here. Some of the restrictions are in place for those who are unvaccinated. And so the businesses are like, hey, we don't want to miss out. We want our regulars and men who spend money here to keep coming back just because they're unvaccinated. So what do? We encourage them to get vaccinated.
Why are we letting the Austrians get away with this? We got Love and Rockets less than 200 metres from us.
Honeybees,
are you telling me
Universal?
You get a jab and you get $400 dancer dollars and away you go, champion.
I feel, unfortunately, though, although incentivised highly for the patron, I feel like the hookers themselves and the ladies of the night are the ones that are going to get the short end of the stick here.
They always get the short end of the stick. That's why the guy's going there.
At Triple M. Holly Breen. His humour ain't clean. With his handlebar mustache, he looks mean. It's Harley Breen. Our favourite Queenslander. Hello, Harley Breen.
Hello, legends. It is a Queenslander stuck in purgatory down in Victoria still. No, look, mate.
Good news is you can come back. 17th of December. It's not far.
Well, even criminals are trying to sneak across the border in boots and Mercedes-Benz at the moment. I'm looking at that going, geez, I could do that. All I've got to do is not knock back. What an idiot.
Have you seen the end little bit? Not only is he in trouble for all the cocaine business, but he's going to cop a $4,000 fine for not being vaccinated coming and not filling out a border form.
You'd think a guy that was into some sorts of fancy drugs would know how to get vaccinated, wouldn't you? Anyway, well, we're vaccinated down here, and as you might be reading in the press, lockdown's over. I mean, it's just another version of it, really. We've got very allocated times that we can go to the pub because you've got to book in. You can't just wander into a pub down here.
No, is that right?
Well, you've got to make a booking, especially if you're a larger group. And we did this on the weekend. The two families combined children to go to the pub because we've all got a mental illness. Yeah. And this pub, it's a cracker. It's got a playground in the beer garden. Yeah. And whatever idiot came up with that, I salute them. Because what it does is that single people see that and go, well, I'm not going in there. No. And people with children who choose that are not judging each other for not watching their kids appropriately.
The geniusness was the fence, you know, putting the fence, not just having a playground at a pub, but putting a fence around it so they can't get out.
What are they?
Oh, absolutely.
Have they electrified those things now?
No, not quite. Not yet. That's a great idea, though.
Oh, isn't it?
Well, see, we only had this two-hour window, right? So it was about a 40-minute walk from our house, and I was stuffed if I was driving. So I drove, dropped everybody off, drove home again, grabbed a beer from the fridge, got on the push bike, and rode back to the pub.
I love you.
I've arrived at the pub, everyone sat down, and I went past the bar, grabbed a beer on the way, sat down and chugged that. I finished it, and my wife was just staring at me. I'm like, oh, do you want a drink? Yeah, right. Oh, I'm due another one. It's what they've done is they've created a new version of the 6 o'clock swill. Do you remember that heady time in Australian policy when the wowsers at the top thought it would be a great idea to get the men to go home early by shutting off the taps at 6 o'clock?
Margot wouldn't have heard of this, but it was because all the blokes were spending all their money on alcohol. They said, shut the pub then. But weren't they buying like 25 beers at minutes to six?
So from World War One to well after World War Two, the best part of the 20th century, this is exactly the policy that was in place. And what it did was it made men sit at the bar and piss themselves. That's exactly what happens. If you've been to an old bar and you've seen the gutter around the bottom of the bar, that is an architectural response to a urination problem. That was literally so men could continue drinking and just wee at the same time. So good times. And it's sort of similar to that. So I did 2 hours of just very speed drinking until the maitre d' came over. When did a pub have a maitre d'? For God's sakes, it's all changed.
When their steaks cost $40, that's when. Yeah, sorry.
Well, he sort of sheepishly went, guys, sorry, your two-hour allotment is up. You need to move on. Oh. And I just went, in my day, at least Sizzler had the sense of mind to put some mints in the table with it. Passive aggressiveness that you could salute. Took another jug of beer and rode home. Do you know if you get caught drunk riding your bike and you've got a driver's license, you lose your driver's license?
Yes, I'm very aware of that. Same
but
with
if you don't, if you well, if you don't have a driver's license and you get caught drink riding your bike, they're like, on your way, you cheeky little scab.
Hey, nice chatting, mate. Love your work.
Good on you, legends. Speak soon.
Thanks, Harley.
Harley Breen.
He goes, all right, doesn't he? Remember, of course, our third wheel, he used to be Nick Cody. Remember he told the story? He didn't get his driver's license until he's, what,
33
or 4? And he rode into that RBT on his push bike one night, and he'd had a couple, and he rode in voluntarily. They didn't signal him on a push bike. And they, hey, hello. What did he say? Hey. He skidded to a halt in front of the cops. Said, hey, boys, yeah.
You want to
breath-o-me? They did. He went over the limit. And they said, well, sir, you're going to lose your driver's license. He haven't got one. They went over and let both his tyres down completely and said, good luck getting home now, champ. It was a great story.
Oh, wow.
But you've seen those guys in the States who get pulled up on their motorised Eskies riding around town. And there's all sorts
of... I saw two blokes, actually. I was dropping one of the kids off to a friend's place, and as I was coming out of their street, I saw two guys on those motorised scooters.
The mobility scooters.
The mobility scooters, just drinking a beer, just driving around the street looking at people's front lawns.
Yeah. What about horses? Hasn't there been somebody gone DD
on a horse?
Can we open it up? If there's anyone going to be driving drunk in a strange vehicle, it's Triple M
listeners.
That's
not a car. We don't want to encourage
no,
drink driving.
No, don't want no cars or no helicopter pilots drunk. We want, what have you driven drunk?
And perhaps didn't realise that you're breaking the law?
Yeah, you just thought. I'm doing the right thing here by not driving my car.
Motorised esky. There'd be a few of them getting around our Triple M listeners,
Is there, do you think?
What have you driven drunk? 1-3-3-5-3
Donkey? What have you driven drunk? And we don't want to support it.
Skateboard?
Of course.
Yeah, well, I've had a mate drive a skateboard home. No, like an actual proper push with your foot skateboard and come a guts.
You lose your balance. Yeah. I've ridden a bike drunk. It wasn't good. Jeff from Biwa, what was it that you were driving when you might have been drunk?
Might have been, allegedly.
Yeah.
Good morning, mate. Good morning.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeff.
Mate, coming into a B&S out in Western New South Wales, where I was born and bred, had to drive the tractor home.
How far? Tractors only go approximately 7 or 8 kilometres an hour. How far were you going?
Oh, I had to do a couple of k's back out to the property.
Oh God, there's some funny things going on out there, Jeff.
Jeff, did you still have the slasher attached at the back? Dead giveaway.
No, but I had the combine still attached to it that was sitting over in there.
Wow, so you do a bit of slashing on the way. I might as well get some work done. No, thanks, mate. Hey, what about on the burner phone? Dan, the courier, mate of mine got charged mid-range on his ride-on mower and lost his licence for 2 years.
Oh, my God!
Lesson for everyone there.
Don't drink and drive anything.
Helen, you've got a similar sort of story, maybe.
Hi, Marto. Hi, Margo.
Hey, Helen.
Hello, Helen.
How are you?
Good. What happened? Yep. What were you driving?
No, it wasn't me. Small country town, Marto. You'd appreciate this up near Gympie.
Yeah.
Yep, the boys used to get on the ride-on mower and ride home.
Well, hold on. Are we riding home from the pub, like that's, or a party?
John Deere, what are we talking here?
Riding home from the pub usually, or the oldies that lived in the top street would just get on the mower and ride home.
Now, I think that's okay. I don't know how it goes in a court of law, but I'm pretty happy
with that,
Helen.
As long as you keep it on the grass with the blades down.
Get a bit of work done again.
Hey, Helen, do you enjoy drinking a margarita?
Oh, I don't mind a margarita, Margo. I mean, Margo.
Would you like to come to Margaritas with Margo with me next Friday?
Okay.
You don't have to.
Right, we'll sort it out off air if you can make it, because some people are working.
Some people have to work, of course.
But it's Hey Chica, Brisbane's hottest new bar, dining and party venue in Fortitude Valley. We'll talk to you off air and see if you can make it, right?
Thank you.
It's a train home to Brighton. Perfect. What about Dave?
Dave?
What were you on?
Well, years ago, me and a few mates all rented houses like across the road from each other. So there's about 15 of us and we're all tradies.
Oh, dear.
We built a pretty sweet jump for a petrol esky. And after a couple of pits, we tried to jump the retaining wall in, like across the footpath onto the road.
I don't know why you thought that was a good idea, Dave, but go on.
There was 15
what
tradies, I think he said.
Literally, as soon as I cleared the jump, around the corner of the car and lit us up. And when we explained ourselves, they couldn't stop laughing. They were pretty good about it. They sort of said, hey, drink driving, and you guys are pretty patient. So they sort of turned a blind eye and let the one bloke who hadn't had to go do it, let him do it, and then we packed it up.
Well played.
That's policing.
Well, Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Marto, I genuinely actually enjoy spending time with you. And yesterday we got to spend some
What's
time.
This about?
Well, we only really get to hang out in the studio because we're both busy and we've got kids, you work, you know, we've got our own separate lives. But yesterday we got to come together outside of work and it was beautiful. We had a photo shoot. So cute. Look at us.
Look at you. I don't want people looking at me. You like it. I hate it.
Well, it was about time we updated the photos because no longer do I have long, dark hair. I have short blonde hair. I look a little different to what I looked like 3 years ago.
You change all the time.
I'm a bit of a chameleon. They did say to me, are you going to keep your hair this colour for a little bit?
Or? Did you have to lock in?
I had to lock in.
Oh, wow.
I said, well, it may get longer because I am trying to grow it out at the moment, but it will definitely stay blonde for a little bit because I'm having lots of fun with the blonde. But off we went to the photo shoot yesterday.
They never asked me the same thing. They never said, are you planning on going grey soon? I just said, no.
You did attempt to cut your hair yourself, though, because you did mention that you might have needed a trim. He shaved the sides of his sideburns. Like, that's not a trim. I mean, you could have done something with that fluffy bit at the front that you've got happening there.
Well, I've been swinging the hammer lately and I haven't been able to get to a hairdresser.
He used the dog clippers, Jamie, and he just shaved the sides of his sideburns.
Did you do the mum thing? Did you wet your fingers and pat it down?
I only do that to you.
No, there's makeup and stuff.
But he paid someone here in the office to iron his three shirts that he had.
Air Tasker.
What did you end up? You offered him 50 and then you paid him.
Well, I realised 50 was over the top.
You paid him
20 to do, and he did two shirts. Jack. And I love Jack. He's our producer.
Well, I've got some feedback for Jack because obviously he didn't do a very good job because we turned up at the photo shoot with the two shirts and the production manager of the photo shoot, Vivian, who works in our production department, she hired a steamer to steam the ironed shirt.
Not good enough.
And how much did she pay?
$50 to rent this iron thing.
She paid $50 to hire a steamer to steam the shirts that Marto had paid Jack to $20 to iron.
Very expensive for two shirts, isn't it?
$70 to iron and steam two shirts that he probably paid less for from the op shop.
Oh, this one's the op shop. It is steam. And you know what? This one from the op shop, you don't even have to iron it. It all just falls into place beautifully.
Why didn't you wear that one?
Oh, I don't know. Because they said they didn't want, when the photos, they don't like checks because it makes everyone go mad.
A whole lot of time and money, Mark.
Can I put an invoice in for that?
I did mention yesterday also as we were leaving here that you did the sniff test to your shirt. If you are 50, in your 50s and have to sniff test your shirt, get yourself down to Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Triple M.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Yesterday, I pretty much rolled home. I left you at Newstead. We had that little photo shoot where we got some nice new cute photos together, like a family portrait for our Christmas cards to go out to all of our listeners.
In white jeans.
Anyway. A little family.
Anyway.
It was cute.
Yeah, great. I really love putting makeup on.
And as I jumped into the car to head off, I realised that the fuel light was on and I went, oh, bugger, I don't know how long that's been on for, and I don't really know. I know in the Land Cruiser it's a relatively decent-sized tank. It's got a reserve and all that. So the fuel light comes on. I've got a fair bit to go.
But
I was in the Stang, and I don't know. I've never really got to empty on it because normally if I see it at about, you know, a quarter to go, I give it a bit of a fill-up.
Does it give you a digital readout how far, how many Ks and stuff?
It did. It gave me a digital readout, I think, of 24, 25 Ks. It kind of flicked up and down a little bit, went between 20, 25 and 30. It kind of kept changing. And the thing is I could have just pulled into any old petrol station, but I've been trying to be really conscious. I've got one of those fuel cards.
Yeah, so you want to go to
I've
that?
I've got a credit. And so I wanted to use that because Corey's up me about spending money. And so I thought, I'll use that. And that'll, you know, suffice him. Last week he texted me and said, did you just fill up at a BP? You know, you've got that credit there
for a fuel card.
Ampol. And so anyway, so I'm driving around on my way home trying to find an Ampol. And do you think I could see one anywhere?
No. Hold on. Driving around, you had to go from Newstead to Cornubia, which is, I don't know, is that 30 kilometres or something?
Yeah.
How many did you say you had?
25, 26.
Oh, that's dice. I like it. Dicey. This is getting interesting.
And have you ever had that feeling in your belly when, you know, it keeps going down and then down? And I'm at Springwood and it's at 13 kilometres and I'm thinking, Jesus, surely that's 10 minutes. Yeah, that's about 10, 15 Ks. And finally I rolled in to the service road out the front of the Hyperdome. I was in neutral, Marto. I had the air conditioning turned off. I even turned the radio down thinking that might help my fuel
consumption. Were you going slower than your normal 220 Ks an hour? Did you make concessions?
I just rolled down the M1.
What did it say when you got in there?
Finally got in there. It was like 2 kilometres.
Oh, well done.
That's
one of the great.
Yes.
That's unreal.
I think I sent you a photo at about 13 and Ks to go. I said, anybody else love living on the edge like me?
Yeah, but I just thought 13 Ks, everybody in Brisbane is within a servo that's 13 Ks.
Not me.
Why would you wait until 2 kilometres to go to pull into a bloody servo?
Well, that's where I finally found an Ampol. 1-3-5-3. How far did you get on empty? Because I had a heap of, I put it to my social media. And everyone was like, oh, my God, I do it all the time. Yeah. I love seeing how far I can get. And then there was a heap of people
saying,
Does everyone
understand what happens?
That gives me anxiety. Don't do that. That's so nerve-wracking.
Your fuel filter can get stuffed up because it drags all the dirt.
Yeah, somebody said that. Matt sent me a message and he said all the rubbish at the bottom of the fuel tank, it's actually really bad for your engine. I had to pay $100-something to fill up the stand because petrol's $1.82 at the moment. Mm. Tony from Morningside.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tony. How far did you get on an empty fuel tank?
I normally get between 30 to 60 kilometres. It's actually called servo roulette.
Okay.
How do you play this?
Yeah. Mate, it gets to zero. I've got an MROC. I know I've got 85 litres of fuel. It gets to zero. I know I've got between 30 and 60 Ks. And if I pull into a servo and I put less than 82 to 84 litres of fuel in it, I feel ripped off.
Yeah, righto. you've gone too early.
Well, see, that's just
silly. Have you heard this thing, Tony, about if you leave, you know, like leave your fuel tank too empty, it's got all the rubbish and stuff at the bottom?
Ah, rubbish. All new cars have got 50 filters in them.
Yeah.
That's what I reckon. Support. If we couldn't do that, why would you put filters in them?
If we can get a mechanic,
they put a filter in it.
Can we get a mechanic probably to ring and dispute that theory of Tony's? And the other thing is, if you let a diesel run empty, do you know this one?
Yeah.
You've got to reprime everything.
You can't just start.
First time I got a diesel, I ran out of fuel, and I'd hate to say that, but you've got to go to a lot of trouble to reprime everything.
See, this is my worst nightmare. Mez from Kalanga said she got 300 metres away from work before running out of petrol. Just trying to make it there. Nearly got there. What about Ali from Raceview? We couldn't speak to her. She said, got 40 kilometres on an empty tank in a Hyundai.
Okay, well, this is ridiculous. This is what 14-year-olds should be doing. Jake from Thornside, have you behaved like a 14-year-old?
Yes.
What did you do?
So I was in my Nissan Navara, YD25, red P-plated, so always put flat on the floor.
Yeah. Yes.
I turned the car on and the fuel needle didn't even move, so that was quite a worrying. And the fact that it started was good.
Jake, are you like my kids? Do you just put $3 worth in, some days $5, and that seems to be your habit?
Gets you somewhere.
No, normally I would fully fill up, but at this point in time, I was quite broke.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I understand.
It was to a point where I paid with loose change.
Yeah, that's all right.
We've all been there, Jake. We've all been there.
How much did you put in?
$7.
And how far did $7 get you?
From Beenleigh, Mount Warren area to Yatla on the highway, then from Yatla to the city, then from the city back to Beenleigh.
What are we in 1973? What year was this? You did all right.
2 years ago.
Wow.
Incredible. What sort of vehicle did you say, Jake?
Navara.
Nissan Navara 2010 YD25.
Jeez, they don't make them like that.
Jake, how old are you, mate? Early 20s?
22.
22, same age as my son. What's the least amount of fuel you've ever put in your car?
Probably about 5 litres.
What's the minimum? Is that the minimum?
I think there is a minimum. 2.5 litres.
I think it's 2.5 litres is the minimum. 2 litres.
There'll be a uni student ring us.
It's Triple M.
I love the morning.
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Triple M.
Hoping, Marto, you can give me a weather update because the forecast out there is not looking real flash. Corey is heading on in this morning to pick me up from the studios as we make our way up the Bruce Highway, headed towards Double Island Point. Boyne, and it's a 3-hour drive. So I'm hoping in that 3 hours, Marto, the skies will clear, the blue will shine through, maybe, the rain will disappear.
You wouldn't want to be going on your first ever camping trip this weekend, would you?
I am going camping for the first time, and I know I talked about it the other day, but I'm actually a little bit nervous and anxious because when my girlfriend said, oh, we're going to go camping up the beach, I was like, oh, yeah, that's nice for you. And she's like, no, we're all going to go together. I'm like, I don't really do like camping. I've never been in a tent. I've never camped on the sand. I've only ever been in a caravan.
Would you be going just east of Gympie and south of Rainbow Beach? It is piercing there.
Good news, thank you. I'm not really sure. No, I just know that it's about a 3.5-hour drive to where it was. We've got to catch a little
barge. Where you're going. Oh, no, so many. Yeah, you go across the Noosa River. Then in about 5 minutes after that, you're up the beach, and it's about a 40-kilometre beach. It's magnificent up to Double Island Point.
Yes, I'm sure.
And you'll
camp
somewhere there. There's a westerly coming through this afternoon.
What does that mean?
It'll clear all this weather up, and it'll make the surf. There'll be no surf. It'll be all glassy. It'll be beautiful.
Perfect.
It'll be a bit wet.
Sounds wonderful.
Hope you're not planning on burning any local. Oh, well, you're not allowed.
Not allowed to burn wood up there. I've read through all the regulations and rules, Martos. The rangers will not be paying me a visit because I'll be doing all of the right things.
Like, are you sorted?
I think so. I don't really know. Corey's kind of done most of it. Corey and Wiley have been packing the trailer because we're taking a trailer up with us.
You got an 11-year-old and a bloke with one arm packing the trailer.
I'm a little bit busy. I'm not sure if you've noticed. But someone said, oh, you're all packed, ready to go. I said, I think so. I'm not really sure. I haven't really packed anything.
You're a passenger this week.
I said to Corey, why do we have so much stuff? Aren't we going for 2 nights? And he said, well, if it was just me going, I'd have a swag and a couple of tins of braised meat.
And a carton of beer.
He said, but you've got curry sausages and pre-cooked bolognese's and tables and gazebos.
So have you got a lead to plug the microwave into? You're
kettles
all good.
And all sorts of stuff packed, Marto.
Fly on the wall. We'll find out.
Wish me luck.
You know how caravans have microwaves and TVs? Camping doesn't. Tents don't have that.
This could be a first and a last. Could be a first and a last. But I've got my self-inflating mattress for my big daddy swag. I'm good to go.
Oh, God.
A self-inflating mattress?
I said, do I bring a fitted sheet and a pillow? Can you make sure that they... He's like, what?
Yeah, sure. Is there valet parking?
Who are you? Is there anything else?
819 Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Brandon Smith, one of our favourite players, the hectic cheese we call him around here. Well, that's what he likes to call himself, and he's an interesting character. Did you see him on Wednesday? He was with his mum. He takes his mum around. I don't think he's got a manager. His mum goes with him to see the Titans. Oh, here's mum. Here's our changing room. Oh, here we go. Here's where we're going to do it. It's a funny little situation.
Well, she's got him tattooed on her arm.
Oh,
she's got
right.
a big slice of cheese that says something cheese.
Brandon Smith, if you don't know, one of the best players in rugby league, and he's in demand because he's off contract at the end of next year.
Versatile, isn't he? Plays 9 and can play 13
back
as well.
Row.
Back row.
God, you can't tell me he couldn't play halfback. He's incredible, and he's such a hard player to tackle.
Storm player, but on the open market at the moment, just shoring up some of his bets to see what he's worth.
That's exactly. And why wouldn't you? And the Titans showed a lot of interest, and of course... the best, maybe his mum's hanging around with him so Munster doesn't get involved anymore in his life. But anyway.
He's the security guard.
So I then see him. He's still here in Queensland. And where else? Who else would show interest in him? You'd think. But the Dolphins.
Oh, the Redcliffe
and they
Dolphins.
Had that, yeah, the Adam Jackson, Channel 9. He was up there at Channel 9 and they were staking him out.
The Dolphins want a slice of the cheese, and today Brandon Smith came to Redcliffe to hear their pitch, spending 2 hours inspecting the club's facilities and meeting officials.
Spending 2 hours inspecting the club facilities. That would have been a countery, wouldn't it? A counter lunch. And what else? Because they got him on the way out, and I don't know if Hectic Cheese wanted to be spotted, but he was completely in denial, and only Brandon Smith can provide this answer.
How'd the meeting go, Brandon?
Yeah, I was just in there playing the pokies. I wasn't doing no meeting.
The Big Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30 on Triple M.
I've got things in front of me. I've got some of these.
Facts.
It's time for facts on
Friday.
Can you
just explain to everybody at home that can't see what it is that you have in front of you, what's going on in the studio here?
I said I'm running short on facts, Margot. Where are those things that we didn't have any 4X gold stubby tops for facts?
Your toilet trivia book is starting to
facts.
Run out of facts.
And you've pulled out of your handbag a couple of... Libra pads,
yeah,
and they have, boys,
no,
they're like tally-ho rolly papers. You know, they have a fact on them. Oh, these have like eight facts on them.
Yeah, you know, remember the ad and the girl comes home and the guy's got the pads on his arms as like shields?
No.
He's like, ching, 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 ching.
I didn't know what they were.
No, that's not what they're for.
No, they're
well, you ask me, are they tampons or pads? They're pads. And they've got like a little pull strip off where the sticky stuff is.
Yeah. All right.
And it's got facts on it. It's like beer caps for men.
It's incredible. Here's one. Walt Disney, you know, Mickey Mouse and all the rest of that, was afraid of mice.
What?
Fact.
Incredible.
No, no. You got any?
The irony. We share 70% of our DNA with slugs.
Fact. No, sorry.
You're not allowed to question it, Mardo.
But do we?
No.
Sorry. There are around 61 trees in the world per human.
Fact. It snowed in the Sahara Desert on the 18th of February 1979.
Fact. Jeez, I've got to look up some of that. Are you sure?
Just accept it as a fact.
Vodka is Russian for water of life.
Jesus, that's a beauty. Listen to this one. Blype, B-L-Y-P-E, take this one to your barbecue on the weekend, is the name given to the skin that peels off after sunburn.
Fact.
Blype.
Although the ability to lick your own elbow is rare, Marto, try it.
No.
The Guinness Book of World Records.
Can't. It can't do it. It is impossible.
Have released this statement on the issue. Being able to lick your own elbow is not in any sense a world record. If you're one of the rare few who can lick your elbow, save it for the water cooler.
That would mean you'd have short humerus, that bone there, or a really big tongue. Here you go, one more before we open it up. Oh, have you got anyone ringing with a fact?
Yeah, they're starting to call already.
All right, well, we'll put one of them on. Oak trees, all right, are struck by lightning more than any other tree. Don't stand under an oak tree when there's lightning storm.
Donkeys sink in quicksand, but mules don't.
Fact.
What?
133 53. We've done our job.
I'm calling that last one
out. We've done our job. It's now time to do yours. Have you got a fun, interesting, quirky fact, perhaps?
We've got lots of prizes. The cupboard hasn't been cleared out. We've got seafood from Fitzy's. We've got tickets to the Killers. And
tickets to the Killers.
Yeah, best callers, but you need a half-decent fact.
It's got to be a proper fact.
133 53.
Mule and donkey one.
Hmm.
Oscar from the Valley couldn't ring us but texted. A study revealed that 162,000 pints of Guinness are lost every year in facial hair.
Incredible.
That's the best fact
a lot
ever.
Of smelly beards.
When talking about text in plural, it's just text.
Sorry.
Can somebody ring Ricky Stewart?
You
with
just
that?
Said texted.
Texted. But somebody texted. That's the past tense.
Somebody text on the burner phone.
So hold on. Texted. Let me sort that one out.
Text us.
The plural
of text.
Text is text.
Text. Like fish.
Wow.
There's multiple fish, not fishes. They're not fishes. They're just fish.
Fact.
They're not sheeps.
All right. Now,
just
let's
sheep.
Just go through the rules of this. When people tell us their fact,
don't question it.
Don't question. Okay, okay.
Chloe from Wellington Point, have you got a fact?
I do. I've got two, actually.
Ooh,
so,
okay, righto. Kick us off.
I know. what are they? Seahorse mate for life, fact. And the males carry the young.
Wow.
Wow. About time they did some work.
I reckon. I knew you'd like that one, Margot.
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Chloe.
Katrina from Narangba, what's your fact?
Good morning. My fact is that parsley deodorises your feces.
I beg your pardon?
You
start
what?
Again?
Parsley deodorises.
What?
You've got to eat parsley. You've got to eat your parsley on your plate when it's there for decoration. It actually deodorises your feces. Your poop won't stick.
Oh, your feces,
poop.
The stuff that...
Oh. Right. What? You eat pass... Oh, sorry.
Don't question
not,
it.
No, I know.
Katrina knows. It's
all
a
right.
fact.
I'm not
going to
question Katrina. Is that mean...
Deodorises your poop. Like,
what,
you know
smell?
When you eat asparagus,
yeah.
it makes some people, it makes your wee smell different.
But if
not
I
everybody
parsley.
Has that.
Jesus.
That's a fact.
Oh, sorry.
Fact. Yeah.
Not everyone has what?
Smelly wee after they eat asparagus.
Don't they?
No.
I think it's boys only.
No. Mine's smelly.
That's not a fact.
Okay.
Jason from Burpengary, raise the level, please, mate.
Rightio. Barramundi can change their gender depending on the numbers of their population.
Fact.
What,
wow.
just Bruce Jenner style?
Marto, stop it. Jason, so depending on the population, if there's too many males in the pack, they change into females.
Correct.
How do they do that?
Well, I don't know. I've never asked one.
I think I can. I think I can.
Hey, Jason, Triple M presents the Hoodoo Gurus. They've got a tour coming up April 14 at the River Stage with the Dandy Warhols. Tickets from tickertech.com.au. For that, you can head along with a double pass. Congratulations.
Don't question it.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jason.
Oh, I can't believe he's given you a prize for that, Jason.
Chris
anyway.
From Holland Park. Chris from Holland Park. Good morning.
Want to be good.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Chris. Have you got a fact for us?
Yeah, so squid communicate with each other by changing the colour of their body.
Fact.
Okay, so...
What colours do they go?
I'm not entirely sure.
I don't question it, Margot. Accept the fact.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, ask a question.
Well, what do they need to communicate about? They're squid. Like, oh, did you see that hook just go past you? Yeah, you're going to grab a hold of it. What are they talking about?
There's a big herd of fish down there, actually, a little bit further on the left.
Hey, Chris is out at Olin Park, which is perfect. Near Fitzy's
He's
seafood.
Talking about squid.
He's talking. Hey, listen, take this.
It's $100 to spend at Fitzy's Fresh Seafood Tarragindi. They've got fresh seafood, craft beer, wine, homemade seafood pizzas. More importantly, they've got seafood.
It's incredible.
Thanks.
Awesome. Do they have squid?
They've got plenty of squid. Good on you, Chris.
Can I just go?
One more quick thing, go?
Chris.
Hey, your word association game in the morning, my kids love it. You should do something for kids.
A kids one.
Oh, like those TV shows that have kids spin-off, like MasterChef.
Mm. Oh, I'm not too sure.
First responder kids.
Yes, they love it.
All right. So smelly, fart. That's all they do. That'd be their specialty, correct?
We'll put it on the board, Chris.
Never work with kids and animals.
Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Marto, I don't know why it's taken them so long, but people have been searching for the Bermuda Triangle for a very long time, it seems. And yesterday I found it because you know that I just went on a little trip. Yesterday I found where the Bermuda Triangle is, you know, all the stuff that disappears. Yeah. It's right in between your driver's seat and the centre console. You know that little bang. Triangle.
Oh, I don't know.
Yesterday I dropped something down there and I pushed the seat forward to look for it. And you know what I found? I found a phone case. I found a pen. I found a lipstick. I found a lip liner. I found my eyebrow pencil brush that I was looking for.
Did you find a chip from McDonald's from 2 years ago?
I found some keys and I found all the hot chips I've ever dropped and didn't know where they went.
3 to 7, a Triple M.
Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.